Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, January 8th, 2020. On Tuesday, a new department dealing with Islamic extremism and terrorism will begin its work at the Berlin State Office of Criminal Investigation, or LKA. The new department will be formed from the former Unit for Politically Motivated Crime by Foreigners. Offenses of politically motivated criminality from the left and right and of religious ideology stay in the, quote, General Police State Protection Department. A state security coordination unit will be set up to manage both areas. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD stated that for Berlin to remain a safe and livable city, quote, we must organize our police force in such a way that it's optimally prepared for the prevailing threats. He added that the establishment of the new department was a lesson learned from the terrible attack on Breitscheidplatz in December of 2016, where 12 people were killed. Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic emphasized that combating terrorism was one of the police's top priorities, especially in the German capital. She added that there's always a need to check, quote, how can we become better and where can we become even more effective? According to Slovic, the establishment of the new department, the Anti-Terrorism Center, and the State Security Coordination are answers to these questions. Overnight Monday into Tuesday, a homeless man in Berlin suffered severe burns when someone presumably set fire to his trouser leg. The 45-year-old man was sleeping in the vestibule of a bank in Charlottenburg. A bank client called the police around midnight because he had noticed a burning smell and saw that two people were sleeping in the vestibule. The emergency services then found the 45-year-old who had a burn injury on his leg. An ambulance took the injured man to a hospital for inpatient treatment. However, the officers did not find the second man and are now investigating whether he or another acquaintance of the victim is a possible perpetrator. The caller had also left the scene of the crime. In the view of Federal Secretary for Culture Monika Grütters, free access alone is not enough to get the planned Humboldt Forum in Berlin off to a good start. She added that success is only possible with a combination of free access and clever mediation strategies. For her, the question is how barriers can be broken down and attractive formats can be created for very different target groups. The 40,000-square-meter Humboldt Forum in the reconstructed Berlin Stadtpalast is to be opened in three phases from this September. The Cultural and Exhibition Center will be used by the Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation and two of its museums, the State of Berlin and Humboldt University. Exhibits from Asia, Africa, America, and Oceania and objects on Berlin's history are to be shown. In addition, findings from research and science are to be conveyed. In large parts of the forum, no admission will be charged for the first 3 years. This is a pilot project for the federal government. However, Berlin wants to charge admission for its part of the forum for cost reasons. Free lunch at Berlin primary schools is in great demand, especially in Reinickendorf, where it's increased by around 70% since the introduction of the free offer. According to a survey conducted by RBB, the increase of students eating offered lunches in school throughout Berlin was between 20 and 50%. A survey conducted by the German press agency also showed that the run on the new offer poses a great challenge for many schools in Berlin. Many have a problem with space, the timing of lunches is tight, and parents are afraid that their children will not be satisfied. The free lunch offer was introduced 5 months ago. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.